there, it's Toby, and before you get started on this episode, I wanted to tell you about our sponsor, Retropop Relics. Retropop Relics has been creating some of the coolest 3D printed giant video game cartridges. If you visit RetropopRelics.com, you can see a bunch of the cartridges that are already available. You can get Super Smash Bros., Paper Mario, Super Mario World, Pokemon Red, Blue, Yellow, and even Green. These are perfect decorations for your game room. So again, go check out RetropopRelics.com. And if you use the promo code GENIE at checkout, you'll get 10% off. RetropopRelics.com. Enjoy the show.
Gamers, welcome to the Secret Levels Podcast. We hope you got your claws all sharp and ready to go, because we have tons of balls of yarn for you to play with. Yippee!
I'm player one, Toby.
And I am player two, Goobs.
And we do a weekly retro video game, sometimes new, review. We go over the history, we go over the gameplay, we go over the story.
We go if we like it, if we don't, and we talk about if it makes us rage or not.
That's right. And then at the very end, we give it a rating.
That's us in a nutshell. Or a cat shell.
Yeah, a cat nip shell. That still doesn't make sense, does it?
You were close.
Hey, man, smoke some catnip and listen to us. Why not?
That's right. So, today...
Only if it's legal.
Today, I have...
It's got one thing, Toby.
Oh, what's that?
We forgot that we're part of the Somebody's Network.
We are part of the Somebody's Network. You need to check out some of the shows a part of the Somebody's Network and go to Instagram and Twitter and follow the network at Somebody's Net. And that's SOMEBUDDIESNET.
You can find links to everyone's shows from there and go check it out. You might find something new to put in your ears, but never stop listening to us.
So... I have picked a game for us this week, didn't I?
Yeah, you sure did pick something for us to play there, good sir Toby.
And I'm not trying to jump ahead of our review or anything, but I used to love this game when I was a child. I used to play the shit out of it on the Sega Genesis.
I played this game a few times as a child myself, and I have quite a different opinion on it now as an adult who enjoys video games.
Yeah. So
and creativity and fun.
So we played Bubsy in Claws. Wait, how do you say?
Come on, you're the paranormal guy. You should know this. Claws Encounters of the Fur Kind.
I know, but it's Bubsy in Claws Encounters of the First Kind. Bubsy. See, it just doesn't.
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
No, Bubsy.
It sounds like you have a cat ball, or what's that, fur ball?
Yeah.
Fur ball in your mouth?
So, the cat's got my tongue.
Dad jokes all day.
We're just going to call it Bubsy, because it's... The title's stupid.
Claws Encounters of the Fur Kind.
Yes, but it's Bubsy in Claws Encounters of the Furred Kind. It just doesn't, yeah, it doesn't roll. It doesn't roll at all.
Or, as I like to call it, Bubsy and Claws Encounters of the Turd Kind.
There you go. So,
foreshadow.
This game was released in 1993. It was developed by Accolade, and it was published by Accolade and Retroism. I think Retroism comes in later, but I think it was just put out by Accolade. And this game was released on the Sega Genesis, the Super Nintendo, the PC in 1995. So 2 years later, it got a release on PC. And I think it's available on Steam now. So I think that's where that retroism...
No Amiga?
No. Just these up for this game. Unfortunately. Or fortunately, I guess. This game is a single-player game.
Yeah, because we won't have any friends after if you make them play this.
Yeah, that's true. Is there an option for it to, like, alternate? I think there's an alternating options, because I have some fun facts later, but I don't remember, because I don't think I've ever played this game with anyone else. For good reason, I guess.
It's better off that way.
Yeah. This is a 2D side-scrolling platformer.
Yeah, you're Bubsy, the cat with the exclamation mark on his shirt, and you run through the levels or soar, because you can fly. Flying cats are a thing. And you go around and you jump on these guys who look like they're giving you blowjobs. What do you call them? The Woolies?
They're the Woolies. Do you want me to tell you? Because there is a little bit of a story, and I can tell you.
Let's hear the story of the Woolies and Bubsy.
It's a really short story, but Bubsy is a cat with the world's largest yarn ball collection. One day, a group of aliens called the Woolies come to Earth with intentions of stealing the Earth's supply of yarn.
Meow.
Yeah, with Bubsy having the most to lose from this, he sets out to stop them. And that's it. That's the story.
Wow.
Of Bubsy the cat.
Intriguing.
What could go wrong?
Well, a lot.
So, this game should take you about an hour to 2 hours to beat.
Speed running, 19-20 minutes. You can just run through this whole game, because I was just doing that, because I just got frustrated. I mean, you can just fucking run.
On speedrun.com, there's a record of 16 minutes and 48 seconds by a user named Grave, G-R-A-V, and he completed this on the Super Nintendo version. Which version did you play? Did you play Super Nintendo or Genesis?
Well, you requested the Sega one, so I played it on Sega.
See, to be honest, I didn't know this was on Super Nintendo until I did the research, and I was like, oh, son of a bitch. So, I just remember this being on Genesis and having the goofy cartridge, because the cartridge is different.
I put it on my classic, and I'll be promptly taking it off of it. I'm trying to be biased here, people.
Yeah. Let's talk about the gameplay. You basically, like you said, you could damn near run through each level. You platform your way around the
level. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, you can collect yarn, sure. Or you can just go for it and just book it.
Yeah, so you can jump on most enemies to kill them.
Oh, besides that stupid fucking car.
You can't jump on the car?
Well, no, you can jump on the yellow cars. If you jump on the red car, the convertible, it traps you inside and drives away with you.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that, the convertible one. I was about to say that.
Yeah, some 50-year-old man takes you. You're mine now, Bubsy.
Somebody dial 911.
So, most enemies you can jump on and kill. Some are hit and miss. Like, you'll jump on one, and it'll be like, well, why did that kill me? I don't understand.
You will die a lot in this game.
Yes, and it's all trial and error, because there's a lot of stuff you can't judge how far you need to jump, because you can't see off screen. Enemies.
Well, you can like look up and stuff. They let you do that.
You can look over, but you got to stop. And well, you don't have to stop, I guess. But there's a lot of stuff being thrown at you off screen. That's a big problem. Shit'll just like come at you, and you're like, wait a minute, I don't see an enemy.
So, why is your piano walking towards me?
Yeah. So you can collect the yarn balls. I guess it's like the equivalent to coins or rings or something.
Yep.
And I think I read that if you get 500 of them in a level, you get a 1-up.
I'm not going to waste my time.
No. So apparently you start to get
T-shirts that give you extra life, so you get one or two lives by getting a T-shirt.
And they've got the invincibility T-shirt.
Yeah, the black shirt.
Yeah, there's a couple of different shirts. Is there one that puts a bubble around you or something?
Yeah, there's one that gives you like a shield, and you just like burn through everything. But isn't like invincibility and a shield the same kind of thing?
I don't know. This game's got more problems than that debate. You start off the game with 9 lives because you're a cat.
Clever.
You're a bobcat.
Yeah, I didn't like that stuff.
He's really fast. He's,
dude, the bobcat. It's Sonic. A bear cat. Wrong song, damn it.
He's Sonic the Hedgehog fast, would you say?
Sonic's a bit faster, but he does have some speed to him.
Well,
when he's not so sluggish.
Well, I got some fun facts about why he may seem Sonic-ish later. So, we'll get to that in a little while.
Uh-oh. The developer got pissed off and left the team and was like, I'm going to make Bubsy.
No, it's even funnier than that.
I wish we had some sort of life bar. Just something.
Dude, yeah,
it's one hit kill. It's fucking ridiculous. You're like soaring in on someone. Sometimes you'll kill them, like Toby said. Sometimes you won't, and you just die. There's tons of death animations, which I kind of like. Like, if you fall in water, you just pop up with a sailor hat, and you'll salute the guy, and then you'll drown. There's a whole bunch of, like I said, you could drop in the car and drive away. They probably put more time in death animations than they did anything else in this game.
Yeah, you hit the thumbtacks, and you deflate and cross the screen. Yeah, there's different boxes you can pop open throughout the game. Some will give you yarn, some will give you whatever it'll give you, but some are death traps. Like there's
the bananas.
Like I said, the bananas, you'll slip on the bananas and maybe possibly fall into a hole or get hit by an enemy.
They're placed normally by downhill, so you're slipping and boom, right into the car or piano or whatever the hell else you fight, the woolies.
Yeah, like I said, the thumbtacks, they'll pop out of those. There's dynamite that'll actually, like, boost you in a direction. Like, if you jump directly on top of it, it'll shoot you up. If you hit it from the side, it'll push you the opposite direction. Like,
there was anvil bosses. I never really figured out what they did.
Oh, I don't remember those. Huh. Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember those. What else about the gameplay?
No, that's it. I just want to touch about how it sucks that he died in one hit. We like harder games here, and
this is ridiculous hard. I mean, now here's the plus side to that.
It's not ridiculous hard. It's just fucking ridiculous. Like, why does this game even exist?
Well, you start off with 9 lives. You have a 10-minute timer for each stage, which I don't understand. That's way too much time.
It is.
But it's scary because you're like, if I need 10 minutes to play this fucking level, what the hell's in this level?
What could possibly go wrong?
And there's 16 different scenes that you go through.
Right. Well, and like 2 or 3 of them are the same scene.
Yep. And the music in the first few levels just drives you absolutely mental.
Well, we'll get to the music in a minute because I've got a lot of opinions.
Now, and there's one thing lacking from this, speaking of gameplay, where are the bosses? Like, normally you do a couple scenes from a level and then, oh, hey, boss fight. Go on, boss fight. You fight aliens, so you jump on, and, like, woolies pop out of them, but...
Well, you fight those little spaghetti UFOs after, like, 2 or 3 scenes, or whatever.
You fight the same thing every time. There's no creativity and or imagination in this game.
Yeah.
Like, for the bosses, like, you get to the end, you want it, like, especially in this era of gaming, you want to fight something big and badass, like, let's fight a big alien. Let's fight a big woolly who's trying to blow me all day long and try to take my balls of yarn.
Well, you would think that they, like the first level when you see the little spaghetti, because I thought, when I was a kid, I thought that was spaghetti. I didn't realize it was yarn. Like, I thought it was spaghetti.
What,
I don't know why.
Are you playing a fucking Garfield game?
Yeah, I guess. So, like, you know.
No, he liked lasagna, not spaghetti.
Yeah. He likes all food. It's all okay. But, like, you know, you'd think, okay, that's the first boss. I get it. You know, little spaghetti UFO guy. Sure. But then you get to the second boss level and you're thinking, well, it's the same motherfucker. You'd think that they would have, like, different aliens, but bigger. Like, the ones that you're already fighting, like, maybe a giant car. Like,
yeah.
You have to fight a giant car or something. You know, it just, because that's what a lot of those games used to do. It would just be the giant version of something of that
level.
They
give you something.
Right.
You jump on the spaghetti aliens, as you call them, and they shoot out woolies. That's all that happens. And it's very, very repetitive.
And they move left and right. That's it. They don't do anything else. They just move from left to right, and
it's fighting an uncreative Dr. Eggman or Dr. Robotnik.
Yeah. If you hit it and then you glide, because, you know, you can glide in this game. We forgot to mention that.
Oh, I mentioned we can fly around, glide.
Oh, yeah. You can glide as a cat. I remember, because that is, cats fly. But, yeah, you hit them, and you bounce in the air, and you can glide, and you can just keep hitting them. You never have to touch the ground. It's very quick to beat these bosses.
Oh, there's another thing that pisses me off, too. You're a fucking cat. Why do you not always land on your feet? You can fall from a height and fucking die.
Did I mention I don't like height?
Oh, yeah. That is stupid.
You can get hit by a freaking little sewer drain that pops out of the ground and die. You can hit the roof and die. You can die from anything in this game. Cats are meant to die in this game. It's not a game for cat lovers, I'll tell you that. I'm a cat man more than a dog man, and this game pisses me off because of that.
Yeah, and then, like, a lot of those, the tunnels that you're talking about, they're where the sewer lids blow up, you can, when they blow up in the air, you can go in some of them.
Yep.
And it's like a little secret area, but then some of them have water in them, and then you drown.
Yep.
Like, you have no idea what's ever coming around the corner. Everything is a guess in this game.
Well, are you still playing this thing?
It really is. This game really doesn't like pussy. Just gonna throw it out there. If you like so pussy, don't play this game, because
that's right.
It kills it. It beats it up. No one else wants to touch it after.
That's right. So, let's talk about the controls.
Talk about cats, not the...
Not the female.
Yeah.
Part, body part, nickname, slang, term.
Slang.
So, the controls. I feel like the controls are really floaty.
Sloppy as fuck.
Yes. They feel loose.
Are we still talking about the other thing, or...
No, definitely the controls. Did you have a problem when you would, like, jump? Like, if you tried to jump up on something, he would kind of slightly move forward?
Yes.
Okay, I thought I was...
doing, like, the little tiny, like, there's little sequences you gotta jump on, like, a pixel-perfect little brick. Or grass, or whatever the hell it is. And sometimes you could do it, sometimes you couldn't. It's just,
like...
it's just a crapshoot. This whole fucking game is a crapshoot. Doesn't matter what you do. You can run around. You can fly. Barely. And jumping is just an absolute nightmare. You can try to pull back your jumps as you do in other games that we've played before. I love Mega Man. And you can kind of control your jump in the air. This game, I haven't had any of that. I've had no joy in the controls at all.
No. I feel like every time I would like try to make a perfect landing, as soon as I'd land... he would just move over, like, two little spaces.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That would happen more often than not.
Yeah, so I had those issues. And then, like I said about the camera, I know you can move the camera a little bit, but for the most part, that camera would fuck me so much.
This ain't a 3D fucking game. Why do we need to move the camera? Why can't you just make the level bigger? You know what?
Yeah.
Like, we've played Mario games. We've played Mega... we've played... some of the greatest side-scrollers so far, and, man, they just need to learn from the past. Just make it great.
Yeah.
This game could have been good, but they really didn't put any effort into it at all.
Well, I feel like you can never tell, like I said earlier, you can never tell when an enemy's coming at you or throwing shit at you. You can never judge how far you're supposed to jump, because you can't see anything.
And there's two different jumps. There's, like... I like the games where you can hold down the jump and jump higher, or you get like a running jump and that adds to it, but they have like a major jump button and a little jump button. So why even use a little jump button? Because you're just going to try to run through this game just so you can beat and throw in the garbage.
So let's go ahead and talk about the music for just a second.
And it's garbage. That was about the music.
it is complete and utter garbage. Like, the first song really isn't so bad until you hit the second level and you're like, wait a minute,
is it so bad? It's the same thing, like 5 seconds of fucking repeat music.
Maybe it's just my nostalgia being like, yeah, this is great, but by the time I hit like the next set of songs, I was like, ugh. And then the next, you know, because it's 2 or 3 levels have the same songs, and then it moves on.
It's a constant loop of like 5 to 10 seconds of the same music just over and over and over again. I don't mind that with some games when it's really catchy, but they normally give you about 20 to 30 seconds and then loop it.
Yeah,
but
this
5 to 10 second loop, like, no, man, that's fucking like earworm drilling into your head. Get out of me. No, I don't want you in me, Bubsy. Get out of here. You didn't pay for dinner.
And then the sound effects. The sound effects are terrible. When you get a the little yarn
when you start
balls,
a level, what the fuck does he even say?
Oh, I like the little things at the beginning of each level. I think those are kind of funny. But like when you get a ball of yarn, it sounds like a bubble popping. Like why does that sound like a bubble popping? I don't understand.
Yeah, yarn shouldn't sound like that.
I don't know what yarn should sound like, so I'm not like trying to be the expert judge here, but I just don't think a bubble popping noise is the right
yarn noise.
I guess so.
No, it's crickety. This is an old lady because that's who uses yarn besides cats. And my wife, Jenny Bean, because she knits sometimes. Sorry.
I just don't understand, like, the sound effect choices on this game. Like, they're just not very good. I don't know. It just wasn't very good.
It doesn't stack up. It doesn't add up.
Yeah.
This isn't the highlight of the era of the great video games, man.
Right.
It just does not do it.
What do you think about, like, the graphics and stuff, though? The character design and everything, like, even the enemy design.
That is not bad. I don't like that's one redeeming factor this game has. The stages I don't mind. I like when you go on the little flume rides and stuff like that, or roller coaster, and there's different things that you can jump on and slide around. I really enjoyed that part of the game, and those graphics there when you're sliding around, flinging on your back, and you're having a good time. But yeah. The sprites are pretty decent for what they are. And, yeah, the balls of yarn look fucking epic.
Yeah. You know, I think the game looks good for the most part.
It's just the gameplay is just so bad for me.
I really think this could have been a cult classic, and apparently it is. Like, there's groups that think this game is the shit. And
fucking
while we're
bring
thinking
it on, Bubsy bitches.
It's shit. But like I said, I used to love this game as a kid. So I'm, but it looks good. Like it looks, I love the design of Bubsy. I think it's a cool character. I think it's,
yeah,
I think
it's
he's
not
got
a
bad some
looking character or sprite. It looks great.
Yeah, everything looks fine. Some of the level stuff I'm kind of iffy on. I think the train level is too tight. Like trying to get into the carts.
You
can't jump on anyone because of how tight the areas are, and you have to glide in just at a perfect angle to hit some of the characters. It's just a mess. So, but I think for the most part, everything looks good. I think I read something about the backgrounds not moving right with your animations and everything in the level, but I don't really remember seeing that being an issue. Maybe it's just because there was so much shit flying at you and you have to dodge stuff and you die every 5 minutes. I wasn't paying attention to the background.
Yeah, no, so, you're not really looking at that in this game.
Yeah, so you're just trying to make sure fucking eggs aren't getting you, or thumbtacks, or a plane
fucking
flying
airplanes
at you.
Yeah, with yeah scarves on them. Y2J airplanes.
Yeah, there you go.
That's for wrestling fans out there. Brother!
So I'm going to keep saying it, because this will tie into my fun facts in a minute. But what game do you think it plays like?
Arrow the Acrobat?
I could see that.
Or,
I would have said
Aerostar or Rystar. What the fuck was
Rystar.
Yeah.
Where the little star in your arms stretch out.
Yeah, like, I don't know why it reminds me of that, but it does. Like, your arms don't stretch in this game, but
I feel like it's got, like, I feel like it's almost got an Earthworm Jim kind of feel to it.
No, do not besmirch the name of Earthworm Jim like that,
no,
sir.
No, I feel like it wants to be Earthworm Jim, is what I'm saying. Like, I feel like it wanted to be like
that. This game is more like Earthworm Slim. Diss track. Get it.
But everyone compares it to, like, or what I saw, it looked like people were comparing it to, like, it wanted to have the speed of Sonic, but the level styles of a Mario game. And you can almost see it. Like, if you tilt your head and squint your eyes, you can kind of see, like, okay, it's a Sonic Mario hybrid, sort of.
A moronic. That's exactly what this game is.
So, do you want me to jump into my fun facts on this one?
Because yeah,
I got a lot.
Probably more entertaining than this game. Let's hear them.
So, the designer, Michael Berlin, got the idea of the Bubsy game.
So, I just added a new name to my list.
Which list is this? Is this the kill list or
no,
the
no,
shit
no,
list?
No, 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 no. I'm never going to hurt anyone. We on the secret levels never condone anyone on the kill list. It's games by publishers will never play again.
So, like I said, Michael Berlin got the idea after playing Sonic the Hedgehog. And he ended up playing it for, one report said 10 hours a day. The other said 14 hours a day for an entire week before he was like,
I'm going to steal this idea. Let's make our own game with the cat.
Right.
Wow.
So there was some,
it's like John Travolta.
Wow. So apparently this was supposed to be a Cheeto game, but Michael didn't want to pay for the licensing of, what's his name, Chester Cheeto?
There is a Chester Cheeto game for SNES.
Yeah, but this one was supposed to be that, supposedly. Oh. Supposedly. I don't know if that's true or not. But he didn't want to pay for the licensing fees because he was a cheap bastard. Some of the early sketches showed Bubsy wearing shoes, so he would have looked more like Sonic, basically, with a t-shirt on.
You can't have shoes on.
No, that would have been too on the nose of what you're copying.
I'm going to make a blue cat who wears red shoes, okay, guys? And he's going to run around really fast.
And he's a plumber.
He's going to have a friend who's a dog who has two tails. Who's ever heard anything like that? It's going to be crazy. And the second player can, like, not really play, but kind of play as Tails. We call him the Fails because he's a fighter with Tails.
So the director, John Skeel, said in an interview that they wanted to create a game that was fast as Sonic, but deep as Mario. Do you think they succeeded on that?
Oh, fuck no. Fast as Sonic, maybe. Somewhat. As deep as Mario? No, man, this guy ain't getting balls deep in Peach, I'll tell you that.
So
he's not even getting balls deep in Toad. Wah!
The Super Nintendo is the only game in the Bubsy series that was released in Japan under the name... Are you ready?
Nope.
Yamaneko Bubsy no Deba... Oh, I almost had it. Dioboken. Dioboken?
You were close.
And it's an exact port of the English version, just with Japanese dubbing for like all his little catchphrases at the beginning of it. So it's
all
the
little that's what it sounds like.
There was something about there's not bobcats in Japan, so like everything translates to something about mountain cat or something instead of Bubsy the Bobcat or whatever. I can't remember. I didn't write that one down.
Could be mountain lion.
Yeah, something. I don't remember. But he's slightly different in Japan. He's not the same kind of cat. So the series won the Electronic Gaming Monthly's Most Hype for a
EGM?
Character in 1993. Yeah, 1993, Most Hype for a Character.
Woohoo!
So, because they spent a shitload of money on advertising on this.
Yeah, I remember seeing the ads in magazines for, like, GamePro, EGM...
Yeah.
Those
apparently,
are the main two I read. Nintendo Power, of course.
Apparently there was some kind of Taco Bell crossover, too, like promoting the game and stuff. I don't remember exactly what that was about. There was even a TV pilot for a cartoon that never got picked up. And
thank
it's awful.
God.
Yeah, the cartoon was really awful. And he
well,
was
a lot
more...
of video games did get cartoons back in the day, so that could have been very feasible.
It's me, the Prince of Personality, Bubsy!
Bubsy! Oh, worse than a truck!
Oh, come on, you know I'm your hero.
Yeah, but this one was really bad. Like, you know how people make fun of The Legend of Zelda, the excuse me, princess? He had a really bad catchphrase that he says like 23 times in the one pilot episode, and I can't remember what it is. It may be the... What could
I'm a wet pussy!
Something like that.
Hey, what could possibly go wrong? What could possibly go wrong?
So, there was a sequel to this Bubsy game, and it was released in 1994 for the Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis, and a Game Boy title. And it was just called Bubsy 2. Yeah, which you're gonna, we're gonna review that one later.
Wait a while before we touch that.
Welcome to your doom.
The PC port was upscaled, and this is the one that was released in 1995, 2 years after the console releases, and they upscaled the graphics and they called it Super Bubsy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does he have a cape now?
Yeah. Instead of a shirt, he's got a cape.
More bosses now. What's so super about this? He's got better graphics. No, fuck you. You still dumpster trash.
So Accolade actually got into legal trouble with Sega because they sued them for such a shitty game. No, apparently something to do with like they reverse engineered.
I'm gonna rate
the
this
code.
Game so high at the end just to surprise everyone.
Well, they reverse engineered the code so they didn't have to go through Sega because there was something about like you had to have Sega put their coding on it on the cartridge.
If you like it, then you should have put some coding on it.
Well, basically, this was they reverse engineered it so they could save $10 per cartridge on sales. So they would make that $10 instead of pay Sega $10 for the licensing of this whatever.
Some cheap ass shit, man.
Yeah, and I think that's probably why it's in a. If you ever look at the cartridge, it's kind of shaped different. I don't know. I can't confirm that. I didn't read that anywhere, but I was like, maybe that's why. Anyways, they ended up getting in trouble. Sega sued. Accolade won because they weren't using Sega to primarily sell the game. They were putting it on Super Nintendo too. So I don't know how they won, but anyways, long story short, they ended up settling with Sega saying, okay, future releases, we'll go through you. I don't know how it worked out, but yeah, they got into legal trouble with Sega. Accolade wanted Bubsy to wear pants, apparently. But Michael Berlin, the creator, wanted him to be more like Donald Duck and just wear a shirt.
Sans pants!
The exclamation point.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
It was supposed to change colors with Bubsy's expression, apparently.
Oh, that'd be cool. It'd be something.
Yeah, but, due to time and memory constraints, it never happened.
And people aren't giving a fuck about this game?
Well, I started thinking, in the Cool Spot game, you have a little spot up in the corner.
Yep.
And, when you take damage, he kind of, melts and he looks like he's got a frown on his face. But this game's a one-hit game. What expressions was he going to have? It's not like there was any kind of system. I don't know.
It turns from an exclamation mark to an X because you're dead.
I guess so.
Or they could have put the number, 9. And then when you're dead, 8.
That would have been
7.
Cool. That would have been super cool. So this is what I was talking about earlier. If I couldn't remember if it was one or if you could have a two-player mode, but play, just take turns playing. Because it says that the exclamation mark on player one is red, but if you play with the second controller, it's green. So I don't know if maybe they just mean if you have it hooked up to the second port, it's green.
Huh.
I don't know. Whatever. So there might be a way to play two player.
Another rebuttal from Mario there. One's red,
oh,
one's
yeah,
green.
Red and green. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Baluigi. Baluigi.
Babario? Babario? Whatever. So apparently there's this really weird credit at the end of the game for, when the credits are rolling.
Well, the end of the game is just a piece of shit anyways. Just dance and then do the Egyptian dance, jump in a limo, and off you go.
Yeah, you find out it was a movie the whole time.
Lame.
Yeah. So there's this credit at the very end for Basement Boys Software.
Hmm.
So apparently this was... This was a hacker group for the Commodore 64 back in the 80s, and apparently they're also credited in the Cool Spot game on Super Nintendo, and no one knows why they're credited exactly for.
Watch out for them Basement Boys.
Yeah, the Basement Boys.
They're going to get you. That's going to be our Backstreet Boys cover band name.
Basement Boys are back!
I can't get over the Basement Boys. We're stuck on that.
So, Bubsy is in a shitload of lists for worst game, most hated video game characters. He's in a lot of top hated stuff. believe it or not. You can believe it, huh?
I can definitely believe it.
He was one of the first characters in the 16-bit era to have a voiceover. Thought that was kind of neat.
Terrible one.
Yeah.
Jim had a voiceover.
Yeah, but I mean, it's one of the first few, I think. He was one of the first few to... What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, I wish he was the last of his kind.
So this game does have a password system, so you can get back to the levels and everything. But if you, in the Japanese version, if you write down all the passwords, the first number in each of the passwords, I think there's 114 different passwords or something like that. But yeah, something like that. But if you string them all together, it gives you the first...
You fucking end up in the Matrix?
No. It gives you the first 114 digits of the equation of pi.
Yeah.
So it's like 3, 1, 4, whatever, whatever, whatever.
3.14?
So, yeah. And last and least, this game goes for about $7 to $15 on eBay. So if you're dying to play this, you may pay up to $15.
People may enjoy this game, like we said before, but...
I enjoyed it as a kid. I really did. And thinking back, I think I enjoyed the second one more, because there was more stuff that I was like, wait a minute, I thought this was in this game. So it's got to be in the second one, because I remembered a lot of it, just, you know. But before we do anything, let's step into the rage meter.
Oh, come on!
Okay, do you want to go first? Do you want to explain your rage on this from a 1 to 10 scale?
Well, my rage will be contained until the next part of this little review we do here, but I don't know. I pretty much got fed up with this game, and I just ran through fucking everything until I hit those little exclamation marks that save your life, or not save your life, they save a spot in the level. You can go back to there. And just continue from there. I just ran through this shit because I tried to play it seriously for quite some time. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not doing this. I guess I raged a bit hard on this. I'll give it a 6.5 on the rage meter. Maybe pretty upset at times. I'll give it a 7. I'll raise it up a 0.5 because I just remember how fucking upset I got at some points.
Okay.
And I really, really don't appreciate the one-hit kills in this game. Other games, I really appreciate the one-hit kill. Like, if it's going to be hard, give me good controls at least. Give me something.
Right.
Something
yeah.
to play with. Don't just give me a game with loose, sloppy controls. I just fly around and flop around. And you're a cat. Stick your fucking landings. You got claws. Your claws aren't full of fucking butter. You'll just slide around when you hit the ground. Man, this cat is the dumbest fucking piece of shit cat I've ever played with in my life. And I really don't enjoy this at all. Fucking 8.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. So, I'm kicking it off with an 8. So...
Until you start talking.
Until I start talking, I might raise it, and that'll be scary. So, I'm agreeing with you. Sticking the landing sucks. Sloppy, loose controls suck. You move for some fucking reason after you jump and land. That sucks. The fall damage, you die, sucks. One hit kills, sucks. Can't tell what enemies you can jump on, sucks.
Convertibles
suck. I mean, there's the camera angle sucks. I feel like they should have made Bubsy smaller and your view a little bit bigger. The level design sucks. There's just a lot of stuff you're just blind when you're going into it. So I've got a lot of problems with this game. And it's not that it's hard. It's just time-consuming because it's all...
Wouldn't be hard if you had some sort of fucking life bar.
Yeah. If you knew...
And good controls. This is what we really stress about with every game. If you're going to give us a game, give us good controls. That's all we care about. Graphics... fucking come and go.
Yeah.
Good controls are here to stay.
Which I don't understand because this game draws inspiration from Sonic and Mario and stuff, just like the director or whoever said that earlier, John Skeel. you don't have, it's one hit. Sonic, you lose rings. Mario, you get smaller.
Well,
why?
No, technically it's one hit in Mario if you don't have a mushroom on you, but...
Yeah, but, you know, you get small.
You're not going super fast as Mario as well.
Right. So, that's... I'm giving it an 8. But I guess it's time to review it. And I think you just heard me bitch about everything I was going to bitch about.
Yeah, we both just bitched about everything. 2.5. Fuck this game.
Really? You're giving it 2.5?
Yeah, no. The graphics are okay on this game, but... No, I really... really didn't enjoy my playthrough on this at all.
See, I originally thought I was going to give it a 4. And the more and more I talk about it, I'm going to lower it to a 3.5.
I think 2.5 is even higher than or lower than Shaq Fu.
Probably.
I forget what it rated that because I was so far ago, but...
Yeah, see, I'm giving it a 3.5 because I do like the character designs. I think Bubsy is a funny character. I know a lot of people say how annoying he is and what can possibly go wrong and all his other little catchphrases. But I like it. I think it's funny. It's
I'm only giving it 2.5 for the death animation and the sprite design. That's all it's getting.
Yeah, see, I
levels
think
were okay, but they're repetitive as fuck. It just seems like ripoffs of something we see like later on Sonic games. Like, no, I want some good stuff for original like IP for a game.
See, I can go ahead and tell you that 2, it has some different mechanics and stuff with it, and I think you might...
It's fucking better.
They added some more stuff, but they also didn't have Michael Berlin working on that one. So he left after 2, I believe, or after the first one, I believe. So we got a different development team. But from what
it's
I understand...
Still on my list.
Every development team that's ever worked on a Bubsy game... hated Bubsy from the get-go, so they always shit on it, and they would write like shitty notes to each other in the coding and stuff about how shitty the games are. And then there's one bit of coding that's still in
that.
There's one bit of coding in one of the games that says please don't write any snarky comments or something like that, and they left that in there by accident. So who knows what they were writing before?
I've seen like a video of a 3D Bubsy game.
Oh, yeah.
It was for PlayStation. And yeah, it didn't look like it gets any better.
No. But I think, too, we'll have to play it one day. We're going to have to wait a while, though, because we've got to cleanse our souls of this game and play something else.
We got to play something like halfway decent next, because I went in there like wholeheartedly, like, yeah, I know. Bubsy, remember? Like, it's going to be good. And yeah, I ran through it. As far as I could stand it, and like, no, we're not doing this no more. I'm not playing this. It's the same thing. Run and jump. There's nothing. It doesn't matter if you collect anything. You just fucking go. Just go. Just run.
Yeah.
It makes no sense at all.
I
have some sort of goals in my game.
Yeah, it does feel like collecting the balls of yarn means nothing. Especially if that's true, you have to have 500 of them to get one life. So, I think you're right. But we'll see one day when we hit number 2 if it gets better or worse.
Yeah, I think we already hit number 2. As in a stinker. Finish him. Hey, well, everyone knows I am Goobs. You can find me on Twitter at GoobsWN. Not nowhere else because I'm exclusive to Twitter because I'm a hermit. I also do another show called The Derailers at The Derailers on Twitter with my wonderful wife, Jenny Bean, and my best friend, Ripken. We sit down, we run the train off the tracks every single week of the month, and year, and leap year, and decade, and era. We run this train all over the place, because who knows what we're going to be talking about? Because we definitely don't. There's going to be a lot of fun every time. And there's also Derailed Wrestling. You can follow that on YouTube at Wrestle Nerds Wrestling. We make a whole bunch of CAWs for WWE 2K18. 19 is coming out soon, folks, and we're going to be spending a lot of time before that comes out. We make all of our characters true to our people that we're representing, such as a lot of somebodies. We make a whole bunch of random characters ourselves and throw them in the ring. See what happens, like a blender. Who's going to win? Who's going to be champ? Who knows? You will find out if you watch Derailed Wrestling on YouTube. Check it out, folks. Toby, what do you have up your pipe?
Well, Nothing currently, but I would like to tell you about the Secret Transmission podcast, my other podcast, where we talk about serial killers, conspiracies, the paranormal, UFOs, cryptozoology, strange history, and all kinds of fun, silly willy fun stuff. Said fun twice. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Secret Transpod, and we have a Facebook page, so go like that. And you can find us on all the major podcasting apps. Apps? Yeah, on the apps. And yeah, we take a satire look at all those topics. But I need to tell you about this show.
Yes, our love child.
Our love child from Texas to Canada. We have a Twitter and an Instagram. Follow them at Secret Levels Pod. We have a Facebook page, just Secret Levels Podcast. And we have a group called Secret Levels Group. And you can discuss video games, retro, new, old, something. Yeah. You can discuss it all with us.
Talk about video games and what you picked up at the thrift store, flea market, or garage sale.
Yeah.
Or overpriced fucking reseller.
That's right.
We hate those people. But you can also get a wonderful t-shirt at tpublic.com/users/secretlevels.
That's right. We've got a bunch of different parody designs, such as a Streets of Rage 2 design.
Or something that looks like a Sega logo?
Maybe a Nintendo-looking type logo?
Or a Grand Theft Auto
logo? Or a Mega Man 2 logo?
Mega Man?
Yeah, there's a bunch of good stuff, so go check it out. You'd help support the show, and we'd appreciate it. Mega?
Mega Man. Can't get sued for that.
Warning, warning, approaching Earth, approaching Earth. Tons of yarn noticed. Tons of yarn noticed and detected. Let's go, Woolies, let's go!
What is found yarn?
What are you guys doing with my yarn?
We found all the yarn. The yarn is ours now. What are you, you distinctive-looking animal?
I'm Bubsy the Talking Cat, and I have the world's largest yarn collection. You can't have it.
Correction! You had the world's largest yarn collection. It has now belonged to the Woolies because it's made out of wool. You see? Clever.
Well, that...
You know what? This fucking skit's stupid. This game's stupid.
The plot's stupid. We don't have the heart to fucking even do anything with this game. Game over, folks.
This podcast is part of the Some Buddies Network. You're never alone when you've got some buddies.
Oh, here it comes! A commercial! Bubsy will be right back! Oh.
Don't forget, Auto Man, you promised to take me to the Noiseland Video Arcade this weekend.
No can do, Bart dude. I gotta follow the Best Darn Diddly Review Show on tour. Diddle-doo-doo-doo-doo.
That's not how podcasts work.
Huh?
All you have to do to listen to the Best Darn Diddly Review Show is follow them anywhere you can listen to podcasts, or visit them at bestdarndiddly.com.
Whoa, you just totally blew my mind, man. I'll get right on that.
Otto, I think the bus engine's smoking.
Yeah, the engine.
Remember, if you don't follow the Best Darn Diddly Review Show, you can eat my shorts.
Food. Whoa. I think I got the munchies.
And he's got a big mouth! Bubsy, now available on Sega Mega Drive. What could possibly go wrong?
Ah, fuck. Here, just one second. It's got fucking electrocuted.